Veterinary ophthalmologists in Wisconsin have performed what's believed to be the first surgical implantation of intraocular lenses on a bird. The recipient was a great horned owl who was spotted sitting on a split rail fence in a field this past December. She hadn't moved for 3 days. Once she was caught, wildlife experts figured out why. She had cataracts and was starving because she couldn't see to catch her food. And that's when Dr. Christopher Murphy entered the picture. He's an ophthalmologist at the University of Wisconsin at Madison's School of Veterinary Medicine. Turns out Dr. Murphy had just the thing for the bird they later named Minerva, lenses designed specifically for an owl.
About 6-7 years ago, I had a resident, Chuck Storr, was interested in another owl that we had seen that had an identical condition. It had cataracts in both eyes, and Chuck and I did the calculations and designed an intraocular lens specifically for that great horned owl. Unfortunately, that owl was not a candidate for that surgery at that time because of complications. And so we've had custom-made great horned owl intraocular lenses sitting in our operating room suite for the past 6 years waiting for this bird, waiting for Minerva.
And here she came.
Yeah, and she came, and she was a perfect candidate for this.
How tricky is this surgery that you all did last month?
Just about every veterinary ophthalmologist implants intraocular lenses. And intraocular lenses, by the way, is the standard of care in physician-based ophthalmology. If you or your mother or your father were to have cataract surgery, the standard of care would be to place an intraocular lens in because that restores the normal or the best visual function possible.
And for vets, most commonly, you'd be doing the surgery on what kinds of animals?
On a dog.
On a dog. But the one for the owl would be very different from that?
Yes, it's the great horned owl has an enormous eye. It's a bird that weighs only about 1.5 to 2 kilograms, and has an eye bigger than a human.
So you had to come up, or the folks who made the lens had to come up with something that was very different from the kind of lens you might be used to working with.
Absolutely, and it was very satisfying to find out postoperatively that our calculations were dead on. Minerva postoperatively is within 0.25 diopter of emmetropia, which is for all purposes, perfect vision.
Well, how do you test that in an owl? I mean, they can't look at an eye chart and tell you what the top line says.
Right. We don't ask Minerva which is better, 1 or 2.
Yeah, I would guess not.
You can use a device called a retinoscope, and when you flash it across the pupil, I'm not going to go into the complex explanation, but if you just accept due to the magic of optics, you can tell whether an eye is focused in front or behind you. And then by putting lenses up, you can determine exactly where in front or exactly where behind you it's focused.
And I bet you could do some other kind of test. Put some food in Minerva's cage and see if she finds it.
Well, that's the bottom line. And if she can't capture food, she won't be released. And then you're really putting the animal out to slowly starve.
Dr. Murphy, what's the significance of this more broadly? Besides helping Minerva out, what do you think the lesson here is?
Well, I think the importance here is that it shows that this is a reasonable thing to do. And while great horned owls are common, California condors are not, bald eagles are not. So I think that this shows proof of principle that this can be translated to more endangered species.
Is it an expensive thing to do?
Well, it certainly surpassed Minerva's budget. The cost for this surgery to our hospital was $1,800, and that's with donating our time. So yes, I think for disposable income, it's not inconsequential.
How's she doing so far?
She's doing fabulous. Her eyes are very quiet. There's very little inflammation. The retinas are attached. Everything looks great.
Dr. Christopher Murphy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you for your time.